Hey guys.
That was my Eeyore impersonation. Did you like it?
It didn't sound like Eeyore.
I haven't watched Winnie the Pooh in ages, to be fair.
It sounded like a character, but I don't know what character.
Hey guys.
This is like my frat boy voice, kind of, when I'm being like maybe a jerk on purpose. It's
like, gosh.
No, it kind of sounds like Homer Simpson.
Homer.
I haven't watched The Simpsons in ages.
But I haven't think either, only so actually, maybe I'm making that up.
Maybe. I feel like I saw The Simpsons movie and really enjoyed it. Like with Spider Pig does whatever a spider pig does. Like that was like, I loved that movie. I don't think I like The Simpsons though.
I don't know.
My mom hates them.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hi, thank mom. You for tuning in to KHDX 93.1.
Twin time. There we go.
Now twin time.
Jump the gun a little bit.
It's okay.
On this lovely March the 11th of it 2017.
Is very chilly.
It is chilly.
It is earlier, supposed to rain. Possibly really? Snow.
But, what?
Yeah, okay, so you know the fountain and then there's the little creek, not creek, but you know there's the rocks into the pecan grove?
Yeah.
That's frozen over.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. It's not that. Is it that cold?
It was cold last night.
Oh, that makes sense.
So.
Snow?
That's what Miss Martha told me, and I trust Miss Martha.
Oh, Miss Martha. She specially came and sang to me on my birthday because I had to pick up something from the calf, and she's like, good. Well, I'm going to sing to you. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Miss Martha. We had a long preamble here. I'm sorry. We should probably get into...
So the point of me mentioning the weather was that it's very dreary. I know
how appropriate.
And today, our theme, in light of midterms, our psychology major's field test, and the fact that Pablo picked it, is sad core.
So some of you unfamiliar with the topic may be asking,
what is sad core?
What is music?
What is a genre?
What is sad core? And so for you curious listeners, we have your answer. So basically, sad core is a subgenre of alternative rock. It's kind of a large, it's not really an actual genre.
It's like kind of like jangle pop. It's just kind of a catch-all term.
Yeah, it's a catch-all term for music that has like bleak, downbeat. Bleak lyrics and downbeat melodies and like kind of slow tempos. It's not associated with a specific like scene or movement or anything like that. It's literally just because it's by the depressed for the depressed.
Yes.
It does
appear to be very much associated with Lana Del Rey.
Yes, it does.
Because if you Google sadcore songs, you will get a bunch of Lana Del Rey.
Ironically, I tried so hard to find a picture of Lana Del Rey crying. Like, I tried so hard. And there were a couple, but they were all of, like, this much of her face. Like, just, like, the middle part of her face. I'm like, I need your entire head for this poster. If y'all haven't seen the poster, it's awesome this week. There's
some sad Pepes.
Yeah, there's some sad Pepes. I got you on your memes. Some sad Keanu Reeves.
A like, crying clown.
A crying white man, like we all love to see.
It's true. Now, that opinion does not reflect the opinion
THGX
or of Hendrix College.
Or of Hendrix
that
College.
That is our personal opinion.
Yes, that is correct.
Anyway.
So it's also kind of, I looked on the YouTube or the Wikipedias, and it said that sadcore was related to shoegazing. And I was
my favorite activity.
What is this? And Chris is like, well, it's when you lay on your bed and you gaze at your shoes. Like, it's what you do.
Clearly.
But no, it's apparently a style of indie alternative neo-psychedelic rock that kind of has a whole bunch of distortion and feedback and obscured vocals. So it kind of blurs all of the different components of music together. So I thought that was just interesting. You learn something new every day.
Especially here on Twin Time.
So basically, we're not going to be following the typical pattern that we've laid out in the past, where we kind of go chronologically.
No patterns here.
There's no real pattern. It is more contemporary. However, the first one that we're listening to is by a jazz guitarist named Django Reinhardt. I don't believe it has words in it, but it's called Tears. And when I searched sadcore music, it came up.
And it must be.
Yeah. And we'll tell you, he's a really cool dude. We'll tell you a little bit about him after our songs that we play for you.
Multiple songs. How many? That is a question.
That is the question.
You'll just have to listen and find out.
Indeed.
To KHDX.
Twin time.
Enjoy.
Sunday was my first experience of feeling alone. When she wouldn't answer her door, and she wouldn't answer her phone. So I went round and banged on the door. I thought I had so much to say. And then the pigs came and told me to be on my way.
Words like silent raindrops fell
they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering sounds of silence.
Chris and I just learned a new word.
We did.
Weltanschauung.
It's the idea of being normal / fitting in / etc.
Which is all that us sadcore folk really want.
That's true.
Let me tell you about Django Reinhardt. So he was an early jazz guitarist who actually like made the genre of hot jazz, which is like hot jazz guitar, that is, which is like ding 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 ding, like fast like jazz guitar, basically. Like, that's what makes it hot. Django Reinhardt is super cool because he's like did a whole bunch of traveling. He's like a Romani individual, and so he's like super famous. And like, he one weird, not weird, this isn't weird, it's just an impressive thing that he can do. He had two of his fingers had to be like amputated because he was in a fire. And they got damaged, and then, but he was still able to like totally kick butt at guitar. And so he would like,
obviously,
yeah. And he, cause it's hot. Like
that's true.
He could like play guitar with like one hand and everything. It's like insane. Like,
I can't even play guitar with two hands
for real. But like, he like insanely, like look up a YouTube video or something of him because like, it's fascinating. It's like super, super cool.
So after that, we had the song One Day After School, which
the one by Django was Tears.
So One Day After School is, in case you didn't gather from listening to it, it's a story about something that happened one day
after school. Wow.
It was by the band Arab Strap. As to their name, I'm just going to say look it up.
Yeah, we don't.
We can't talk about it.
Yeah, we can't get into that for look you. Look it up. I'm sorry.
Wikipedia will tell you, unless you already know. If you already know.
You know.
You know. So they are a Scottish band.
Scottish.
And there's just a lot of things about them that I can't say.
Quite a lot.
So I'm just going to say, read their Wikipedia.
They have a lot of interesting information about them.
They do.
I tried so hard. It like kind of halfway, like, I can usually do such a good Scottish accent.
I wish I could tell you more about them, but I literally, literally cannot if I want to be able.
Because the rules of the radio.
To ever be on the radio again.
Yep. And we want Chris on the radio with us.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
And then after that, you of course heard.
We had, yeah, Simon and Garfunkel, who we talked about last week.
On Jangle Pop. So if you really want to know about them.
Listen to that.
Go check out that podcast. It's on the website, khdx.fm. You just go to the schedule. You click Twin Time. Boom. They're there.
Or just type in Twin Time into the search thing.
Or like, check it out on our Twitter.
Anything, honestly.
There are options here.
Yeah. I took a quiz after.
You can also Google them.
Twin Time.
Well, I meant not Simon and Garfunkel. You can also Google Twin Time KHDX. You'll find our Twitter.
Yes, you will. I took a quiz after we went home last week. Are you Simon or Garfunkel? And I was Art Garfunkel, which is like, he's the loser one. But they said he was the hot one, which I was like, he's not. He's kind of weird. I don't know. Who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? But it said that I was charismatic, and I'm like, oh, thanks.
Well, that's true.
But he, like, failed in a music career, so I have that to look forward to. That's awfully sadcore.
Yeah, so in keeping, let's enjoy some more sadcore.
What song do we have up next?
They'll Only Miss You When You Leave by Chris Is Weird.
Chris Is Weird?
Yes.
Like, Chris.
No, Carissa.
Oh, I thought you said Chris Is Weird.
No, Carissa's.
Carissa Is or Carissa's?
Like Carissa apostrophe S.
Like she owns it. I don't know. Also be Carissa Is though, because sometimes like, okay.
Ironically, you will hear a male singing. So.
Maybe he's singing about how Carissa's weird.
Maybe. Enjoy.
Thank you. telephones and postcards with misshaped hearts beside the names I've read this letter for.
My day.
When I see the sun, I hope it shines on me and gives me everything. Well, almost. Some people seem to be just small hard peas. Sometimes I think it's me. When I see the sun, I hope it shines on me and gives me everything. To be 1 mile high, then I would kill you all. What I gave to you just meant nothing. When I see the sun, I hope it shines on me and gives me everything. When I see the sun, I hope it shines on me and gives me everything.
Welcome back. I know my mother had some negative things to say about those songs, and I don't care, Mom. They're
probably
cool.
Also had some negative things to say about the world in general.
Probably, so. Mother.
I meant artist, not your mom.
I was talking about my mom. Because that's true, because she said that the lady in, her name is like Malu Magalhães or something like that.
Clearly.
It's Portuguese, but she said she sounds like she's singing off tune on helium. I'm like, dang, Mom. All right.
So the first song we heard was by Carissa.
Carissa's
Weird.
Carissa Weird.
And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. They were an indie rock band from Seattle.
trendy.
And so the only, their Wikipedia page is not very enlightening. All it says, so they spelled weird, W-I-E-R-D.
Why?
I guess I before E except after C.
That's not true. Unless sound is like nay or A is a neighbor away.
All it says though is that they deliberately misspelled the word weird, and it does not tell me but why.
Why?
This is a question I have for Carissa.
This is why I'm sadcore.
It also said that the vocals were always very quiet and could often not be clearly heard over the instrumentation. And that valid. Is true.
That is true.
I heard that. I noticed that.
Yeah.
And I accepted that.
That's a theme among a lot of sadcore songs. Like, just indistinguishable vocals. And I think that that has to, like, that goes along with being sad, you know? Sometimes you're just sad and muddled and depressed and don't really know why. So you mutter. It's, what did Dr. Maxwell call it? When you, like, motor something.
I don't know.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
That MFT yesterday really just drained me of all of my psychological knowledge.
I slept for, like, 10 hours last night, and that's unheard of for me.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. I slept till 10.
We did well, though, if anyone's wondering. We both did very well.
Yes.
Okay, so that next song that we heard is called Janta, I think, or Janta? Is it with a J?
I don't know.
Is it different with Portuguese?
Portuguese is slightly different from Spanish. It's a little,
okay.
So I cannot.
It's Janta, and it's by Marcelo Camelo and his wife.
Which is a nice rhyme.
Right? Marcelo Camelo and his wife, Malu Magalhães. She was actually, she got famous off of MySpace. She like, I know, I'm like, throw me back, Malu.
Yes.
I'm like, but yeah, she got famous off of MySpace and like apparently like got like 4 million hits on her MySpace page and stuff, which I feel like that's a lot, right? Like, and then Marcelo was, he's a good looking fella. He has Marcelo Camelo, the good looking fella. He has a really nice beard, like very pleasant. He has a pleasant face and I have a little crush on him a little bit. He's just missing an R from his last name, and then he could just like switch around the letters and it could be Marcelo. I'm just spitballing here. He was a member of a band called Los Hermanos.
Oh.
Who were apparently kind of famous.
Only kinda,
probably, because I don't think I've heard of them. But
I have not.
They're Brazilian. Maybe in Brazil.
Maybe, you know? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they're big over there.
So after that we listened to the song P, like the vegetable.
P-E-A.
By the band Codeine.
Codeine. Tell me about Codeine, Chris. Well, what do you know about
Codeine?
I'm
glad that you asked, because they are an American indie rock band that was formed in 1989 in New York City and was later based in Chicago. Due to the band's slow and depressing musical style, they are credited as a pioneering act of what is known as slowcore or sadcore.
We found it. We found their beginning, kind of.
At least when they decided to coin it.
Yeah, when probably. They started to call it sadcore. Because obviously people have been sad and writing music about being sad for a really long time.
So yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
I was just sitting here wondering, and we were talking about our queen of sadcore.
We were.
Lana.
Good old Lana.
Good old Lana Del Rey. And I was just wondering, like, what song of hers would I be if I were a Lana Del Rey song?
Well, you're in luck, because Stephanie Noel on Playbuzz actually was created by Victoria White, so that's misleading.
Oh, that's confusing.
Victoria White on Playbuzz
odd.
Has given us the wonderful Which Lana Del Rey Song Are You quiz.
Perfect. Also, can I just say, like, for the record, Lana Del Rey reminds me of a cow, kind of.
We had a chat about this yesterday,
and, like, I just see it, especially in this first picture on the quiz. Don't you see it? It's in the mouth and the eyes. She has those big, pretty cow eyelashes, and I don't mean that in a mean way. She just looks like a pretty cow.
So anyway, Kelsey, what word best describes you?
Strong.
Vulnerable.
Sad.
Happy.
Angry.
Crazy. I'm going to say strong.
I'm vulnerable. I'm soft. I'm soft and squishy. Which word best describes your life so far?
Happy.
Sad.
Confusing.
Tiring.
We both knew that one.
What do you fear the most?
Losing your man.
Losing your freedom.
Not winning in life. I don't want to pick the same thing, but I don't have a man yet. Any free fellas, hit me up if you're interested. Just kidding, Victoria. Just kidding. Do you put love first?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I try to.
How do you like your men?
I don't. Equal to me?
Insane like me.
Possessive.
Dreams engulf their thoughts.
Weaker than me.
Proud.
Intriguing.
These are all terrible options. I'm
equal to me, I guess.
If I had to pick one, equal to me.
I feel like we're going to get the same song. That's okay. What's your ideal date?
Playing a video game.
Kissing in the rain.
Traveling.
Listening to old music.
Going to a casino.
Traveling.
Listening to old music.
That's a good time.
Who or what do you take pride in?
Your country.
Yourself.
The world.
Someone else. Myself.
Someone else. My friends, family, significant other. Which sense is most important to you?
Taste.
Hearing.
Touch.
Smell.
Sight. Well, mine's clearly not sight because I'm blind. I'm going to say taste. If I can't taste chocolate, what am I?
You're right. I think I'm going to go with hearing, though, because I'm I get super into that music vibe.
That's true. If I don't have hearing, how can I listen to old music on my first date? Yeah, I know. But it's honestly, too late. I already clicked it. What would you rather do?
Live fast, die young.
Live slow, die old.
Live slow, die old. Gosh, Lana, do you often find yourself dreaming of a better future?
Yes.
Yeah. No is the other option, obviously. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I dream. A girl can dream.
It's true.
If you could travel to any place in the world, where would it be?
Florida.
Nevada? Is that really? Do people choose?
Malibu. Okay.
Los Angeles.
Somewhere else in a different country.
Somewhere else in my own country.
New York City. Somewhere else in a different country.
In a different country, yeah.
Who do you admire the most?
Lou Reed.
Bruce Springsteen.
Marilyn Monroe.
Elvis Presley.
Jim Morrison.
Audrey Hepburn.
Let me tell you, Jim Morrison stomped his girlfriend's duck to death. So if anyone was thinking about choosing him, don't. He's a jerk. I mean, he's dead now, but still. I know Elvis was problematic, but I've been listening to his music since I was a child.
I feel like I would be shocked if you didn't pick him.
Right. I'm in love with him.
Ooh, we get to describe outfits.
Oh, ooh, my favorite. Okay. So we have Lana in front of a nice vintage car wearing an American flag sweatshirt.
And shorts,
yeah.
We have...
Lovely hair. She has such great hair.
We have Lana with her middle finger out wearing some booty shorts and a pink floral shirt.
Mm-hmm. Facing the other way.
Yes.
We have Lana in black and white, in a leather jacket, a man holding her from behind who looks kind of like Kurt Cobain. And she's looking down.
We have...
It's a tender embrace.
Another Lana in black and white. In her living room, possibly. Oh,
yeah. That's pretty.
Wearing a nice white sundress.
Mm-hmm. Looking at her thighs. Her calves, I guess.
Yeah, her calves.
This one looks like it was taken on a disposable camera. So it's Lana in this flowy white dress in a field, I think. And there are mountains and a lovely sunset in the background.
And this last one is Lana standing next to a white background with what looks like an aloe plant near her.
Yeah.
She is wearing some gray booty shorts. And a white tank top that has been tied to reveal her abdomen.
Her abdomen. Chris, why you gotta say it like that?
I'm gonna pick the sundress.
I'm gonna pick the... Oh, I want to pick the leather jacket, but I really like the American flag sweatshirt. Okay.
What is the most important thing to you?
Freedom.
Money.
Spending eternity with my true love.
Making sure my life will be as perfect as it is now.
Worrying about my man not being at the gate.
Making sure he still loves me.
Spending eternity with my true love.
Freedom.
Wow, Chris. How unromantic. Okay, this is the last question. And after you click your choice, close your eyes and you will hear your song. Ooh, wait a few seconds. The effect will be better. Finally, pick your favorite Lana Del Rey.
And it's the Born to Die album cover in or color.
Sad cow looking black and white Rihanna. Or Rihanna. No, Lana.
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 Okay, I'm going to click it. And I'm going to close my eyes and listen to my song.
Okay, hold on.
Plot twist.
It's calculating.
My sound's off on my phone.
Is it really?
It's okay. It's calculating. I'll turn it on.
Hold on. Oh, we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, I have to hit the play button.
I hope y'all can hear this because I'm jamming.
What is it?
Isn't Ultraviolence the album?
It's also a song.
Oh, is it also the song? Because I think that's what I got.
I got Body Electric.
I love Body and it says, Electric.
Let the lyrics do the talking.
I feel Body Electric.
So,
mine is Ultraviolence.
We have 6 more songs.
We'll make this work somehow.
So we might have to be selective.
We'll see.
So we're going to start being selective by picking Lana Del Rey.
Yes.
It's only appropriate.
We can't not do Lana.
No.
What song have you chosen?
I have chosen Born to Die.
Good classic one.
So please enjoy Lana Del Rey telling us about how we are born to die.
Don't fail me now. Take me to the finish line. All my heart it breaks every step that I take. But I'm open at the gates. They'll tell me that you're mine. Walking through the city streets. Is it by mistake or design? I feel so alone on the Friday nights. Can you make it feel like home? If I tell you you're mine, it's like I told you, honey. Don't make me sad, don't make me cry. Sometimes life is not enough and the road gets tough. I don't know why. Keep making me laugh. it's tough, I don't know why. Keep making me laugh, let's go get high. The road is long, carry on, try to have fun in the meantime. Faith in my eyes out now. Everything I see returns to you somehow. Should I tear my heart out now? Everything I feel returns to you somehow.
Perfectly timed, because it's just about time to go. But before we go,
Some quick facts.
Lana Del Rey's original name is not Lana Del Rey.
What?
It's Lizzie Grant, which I kind of like, honestly.
I do too.
But apparently she released, what was it? She actually like released her first album as Lizzie Grant and no one bought it.
Huh.
And then she released it as Lana Del Rey.
Was it the same album?
Or was it a different album? No.
Okay.
Her original debut album. Yeah, no. The first one didn't do well. Then she changed her name to Lana Del Rey and came up with Video Games. Was her first like huge hit. Got like 20
yes.
million
it's a good
like
song.
Views on YouTube in the first 5 months. Like insane.
Wow.
Also, her range, let's just think about this, is an F sharp 2, which is this.
I don't know if you could hear that or not.
And then a G6. Which is like a dog whistle.
Yeah.
She has over a 3-octave range.
Yeah, no. When it's we insane. Were listening to the song, Kelsey actually played the high one, and I thought it was like feedback on the on the like speakers. It's I was
she's
like,
got what? A, she's got a say what you will about her, but she's got a crazy range. So that was obviously played "Born to Die" by Lana.
Yes.
Or Lizzie Grant. What's your real name, Lizzie Grant? and then we played. Oh goodness, what was that song that I played? Oh, "The Only Thing" by Sufjan Stevens. Sufjan is a sad little like 40-year-old man who looks like a 20-year-old man. It's honestly astounding. I love his music. He has like super chill vibes while he sings about like very sad things. He also knows how to play oboe and English horn, which is adorable.
The last song we listened to was "Sad Sad Song" by Cat Power. Cat Power is not a band; it is one individual. Her name is Sean.
Sean.
But it's spelt C H A N.
C H A.
But anyway, so other than singing, she has also done work in fashion, advertising, media, and charity.
Busy lady.
So.
I'm into it. They also call her, some people call her the Queen of Sadcore, according to Wikipedia.
But it's Lana.
They should fight. And now it's that time.
It is that time. We almost forgot about that time.
Pablo time. All right, Pablo. What say ye, my brother?
He says mushroom jazz.
What is that? Okay, all right. He has said it, and so it shall be. Mushroom jazz?
Yes, mushroom jazz.
Well,
I think I just picked it because I liked the name.
I, you know, honestly, I do too. It's a series of musical compilations.
Ooh.
By DJ Mark Farina. I think it's just like a series of tapes.
Okay.
Over the past 10 plus years.
So there's lots of options.
Over the past 20 years. So that'll be interesting, okay. I feel. I'm excited.
I am too.
I'll put mushrooms on our heads.
Perfect.
That's all I've ever wanted. All right. Thank you for tuning into Twin Time.
KHDX.
93.1.
In time. Okay, bye.